Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Man sues University of Wyoming for censorship. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Laramie church elder who lost presentation privileges at the University of Wyoming in December now is suing the university's president and dean of student affairs, alleging they violated his free speech, equal protection, and due process rights, according to Cowboy State Daily. On December 2, 2022, Todd Schmidt, an elder at the Laramie Faith Community Church, set up a table at the UW Union Breezeway displaying a sign that read, quote, "God created male and female, and Artemis Langford is a male." Langford has received a lot of attention as the first transgender inductee into the Wyoming chapter of the Kappa Kappa Gamma sorority, which also resulted in a lawsuit filed by the sorority. Ryan O'Neill, University of Wyoming's dean of students, reportedly asked Schmidt to cover Langford's name on the sign. Schmidt then remained at his table with a blank space on the sign where Langford's name had been. Days later, O'Neill sent Schmidt a letter revoking his table privileges until the 2024 spring semester. Schmidt sued University of Wyoming President Ed Seidel in his official capacity and the Dean of Students, Ryan O'Neill, in her official and individual capacities Thursday in U.S. District Court for Wyoming. According to court documents, he alleges officials censored his right to free speech under the First Amendment and continued to do so through the one-year tabling ban. The officials violated his due process rights by applying UW policy to Schmidt in what he calls a vague manner, and he's being denied equal protection by stifling his expression based on his viewpoint. According to Cowboy State Daily, the elder is asking for nominal damages, primarily meant to signify a plaintiff's victory. He's also asking the court to issue preliminary and permanent injunctions against Seidel and O'Neill to declare Schmidt's position correct and to declare UW's actions a violation of the First Amendment and 14th Amendment rights. Schmidt is also asking the court to award him the cost and expenses of his lawsuit and any other relief the court deems just. U.S. Postal Service closed today for the Juneteenth holiday. Postal Service retail locations will be closed today, June 19th, and there will be no regular mail delivery except for Holiday Premium Priority Mail Express in observance of the Juneteenth holiday. All retail locations will be open for normal business hours, and regular mail delivery will resume the next business day, Tuesday, June 20th. Customers are still able to order stamps, shipping supplies, print shipping labels, and request package pickups 24/7, including holidays online. Stamps are also sold at most of the major grocery stores, big box stores, some pharmacies, and even ATMs. Juneteenth commemorates the emancipation of enslaved people in the U.S. The holiday was first celebrated in Texas, where on that date in 1865, in the aftermath of the Civil War, enslaved people were declared free under the terms of the 1862 Emancipation Proclamation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.